Part 27, Chapter 10. Johnny stood outside the ops room door and looked around the bowl. How quiet it seemed. The older Chinese children had quieted the younger ones and gotten them to bed. The dogs were silent, exhausted from the excitement of a while ago. The emissaries had all gone off to their apartments or guard duty over Sleem. There were no sentries in sight. The place seemed deserted, even though it was not late yet. To one brought up in the silences of mountains, the calm was welcome. It might be the sort of calm that is followed by blasting storm, but it was a moment's calm. Too many situations were running all at the same time for him to have any peace of mind. Who knew what would happen as a result of the emissary trial? He did not trust them. What would occur after this temporary suspension of war? What would they find in Edinburgh, in Russia? He told himself he had better not let his mind dwell long on these last two places, or he would edge over into anxiety and grief. That book he had read, that said you could handle things if you did one of them at a time. Good advice. Cyclo. He had been living in such a tornado that the question of Cyclo had become a sort of dull pain, like a toothache. Was there any danger of counterattack? Or was that just a shadow? Ha! This was the thing he had been waiting for. He had a transshipment rig. It was in fine working order. There were no planes in the air, no motors running. Cyclo. He would end right now that question of threat. He strode over to the console and almost fell over Angus. The Scot was sitting in a pool of light, working intensely with some rods and wheels. He didn't look up, but he knew Johnny was there.
While you were settling up with Sleem,
said Angus, fingers flying around his work,
I parked a picture recorder on a peak on Polnup to watch that moon. Reaction motors don't mess up a firing. Only teleportation motors do. So I just fired it. But that was the only gyro cage assembled. I'm putting together a spare.
Angus,
said Johnny,
we are going to find out what happened to Cyclo. We've got the machine, we've got the time.
Give me about half an hour,
said Angus. Johnny saw he needed no help, and he wasn't going to stand around here and wait.